All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, Sergey Crusher Kovalev went out there and took care of business this past Saturday night, as everyone expected him to. Kovalev was able to knock out his opponent, Najib Mohammadi, in the third round of their scheduled 12-round fight. And in the process, he was able to retain the WBA Super, IBF, and WBO Light Heavyweight Championships. Now, Kovalev's professional record is an impressive 28-0-1, with 28 of those victories coming via the knockout. And you look at some of the folks that Kovalev has defeated along the way: Nathan Cleverley, Bernard Hopkins, and John Pascal, just to name a few. Kovalev was a 2014 Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year. He's trained by John David Jackson, and he has tremendous punching power. Now, you look at a guy like Kovalev, a lot of people have been unable to stand in the ring with the power of this strong Russian, and you just have to see what's going to be next for him. Some of the names that you're going to hear: you're going to hear the name of John Pascal. Pascal and Kovalev did fight earlier this year, and Kovalev scored an eighth round TKO at the Bell Center in Montreal. It was a bit controversial because the referee did stop the fight. Pascal did have the look of a guy that could have continued to go on, and especially being that it was in his backyard of Montreal, it was kind of shocking that the fight was stopped. Now, Pascal scored a controversial victory on Kovalev's undercard in defeating Unueski Gonzalez on all three cards, and I really thought it was a reach, because to me, I thought Gonzalez beat Pascal in that fight, but you could see that the powers that be want to have Pascal have a potential rematch with Kovalev. On top of that, you have Andre Ward, who is a current WBA and Ring Magazine super middleweight champion. Just like Kovalev, Ward is undefeated. It would be a tremendous fight. More than likely, you would see it on pay-per-view with these two fine champions. You have Ward, who is the king of 168, and you have Kovalev right now, who is the king of 175, and I guarantee you that could be a pay-per-view fight. Would Ward go up, or would Kovalev move down, or would they simply just fight at a catchweight? We'll have to wait and see for that one. Then you also have the gentleman, the aforementioned Unueski Gonzalez. This guy came into this fight with Pascal this past weekend, and he made a name for himself, even in defeat, because if you watch the fight, you know that he defeated Pascal, and he could be in the line for a big payday fight as a result of that, and maybe Kovalev does give him a shot for his championships. And finally, there's Adonis Superman Stevenson. Now, the belts that Kovalev does not have right now at the light heavyweight division are currently owned by Stevenson. He is the WBC and Ring Magazine champion. And, you know, it's been rumored for a while that Stevenson and Kovalev would fight, but then a while back, Stevenson changed promoters. He decided to go with Al Haymon, and because of that, he basically fights exclusively under the CBS/Showtime contract. And because of that, you know, Kovalev is basically an HBO fighter, and due to that, it's probably going to rob us in the sweet science as far as seeing the two best fighters, or two of the best fighters at the light heavyweight division, get it on. But the bottom line is that takes absolutely nothing away from what Sergey Kovalev does in the ring once the bell sounds. He's trained by John David Jackson, a former fighter himself, and Kovalev is a student of the game, and he'll tell anybody. He'll fight anybody, anywhere, anytime. He is one of the hungriest fighters in the sport, and that is what makes him tick, and that is what makes him go. But I guarantee you, whoever Sergey Kovalev steps into the ring with for his next fight will definitely be must-see television. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please check me out at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always tell you, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, we have the Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.